The third area is in the discipline of our body. The first is time. The second is money. The third is our body. See, our body was made of dust. But God breathed into Adam and gave him he became a soul. There was a spirit in him, which is always pulling him upwards. And there's this part of the body which is made of dust pulling us downwards. And we are here in between, pulled in these two directions. And God gives us the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you don't have the power of the Holy Spirit, you just get dragged down and down and down and down and down to all the earthly things. But when you have the power of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome that. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 1 Corinthians 9, the Christian life is like a race. And he says, don't you know, 1 Corinthians 9:24, that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize. Run in such a way that you can win. The wonderful thing about the Christian life is, I mean, if there are 200 of us here, all 200 can come first. All 200 can come first. That's what it means here. Run in such a way that you will win. But in order to do that, he says in verse 25, 1 Corinthians 9:25, everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. Think of these people who win the 100 meters. They can't afford to get so fat. Eat and eat and eat and eat. They'll never come. They won't even qualify to get to the Olympics. He says they discipline themselves. They keep their body fit. They deny themselves many things that they like to eat, because they want to be fit to get a gold medal. And he says they do it. They do all this to get something that perishes. But we have the opportunity of getting an imperishable medal or crown from God, provided you're going to be faithful. So what do? Verse 27, I discipline my body. And I, so that after I preach to others, I'm not disqualified. I want to encourage you, my brothers, in this new year, to eat a little less than you ate in 2009. You won't die. You'll be much healthier. I want to encourage you to fast, not every day. Try once a month. If you haven't done it before, start with one meal, skip a meal, skip fast, and say, Lord, I want to devote myself to you. I want to, there are a number of blessings that come from fasting. One is it breaks the slavery to food that we have. There are different types of fasts. You can fast, for example, say Daniel once fasted for 3 weeks, saying, I will not eat any tasty food for 3 weeks. I want to see God for something in this time. He ate a little bit, but maybe avoided all meat and whatever was the equivalent of ice cream and all in those days. And disciplined himself. So there are different ways. And then, of course, this you can fast completely, but please drink plenty of water when you fast. That's important. And start with one day a month and say, Lord, you know, particularly if you get a holiday or something, you don't have to go to work. You say, Lord, I want to skip my meals today and spend a little of that time listening to some message or reading the Bible and spending a little more time in prayer and perhaps asking God to answer some particular burden you have. You know, some problem that's not being solved. Remember once when the disciples couldn't cast out a demon. And the father brought the boy to Jesus and said, I brought him to your disciples. They couldn't do anything. Jesus said, cast out the demon in one word. The disciples asked, why couldn't we do it? And Jesus said, some demons are a little stronger than others. Some of the other demons you could cast out easily. But this particular time, you need to pray and fast a little more. There are certain things I can't explain prayer. So there's a power in it. So, and the other advantage of fasting is, you know, I don't believe that most of us know what it is to be hungry. A lot of people in the world are hungry. You miss meals for one day, just one day, and you'll know what hunger is like. You miss it for 2 days, and you'll see what many people in our country are facing when they can't get food to eat. I want to encourage you to be disciplined in the area of eating especially. I believe that many of us will get victory over the lusting of our eyes if we learn to be a little more disciplined in the eating of food. There's a very close connection between overeating and lusting with the eyes. God has given us a spirit of discipline. We can enjoy a good meal whenever God gives it to us, but we also need to be disciplined. So make this coming year a year of discipline. Lord, I want to be disciplined in the area of my time, my money, my body. I want to give myself to you. Fill me with the Holy Spirit.